What it do, my people? This is your boy King Yash.
This your girl Queen E.
And you tuned in to another episode of All In.
All Family.
What it do, Queen E.
You chilling like a villain?
I feel you on that.
Gruesome as Monday.
Ooh. I'ma still call it a heaven sent Monday, baby. Yes, it is.
It is heaven sent. It's just I hate Monday.
Yeah, everybody do. Boy, y'all know me. I've been good. I've been sliding like popcorn butter all day, baby. Butter and biscuits, baby. Butter and biscuits. That's all it is about. Butter and biscuits. Bread and butter. I call it bread and biscuits. Bread and biscuits. That's all it's about, bread and biscuits. But now, people, you know what this week is. It's relationship week. Yes, sir. The baddest relationship advice that you can get won't come from this goddamn show. But the motherfucking greatest advice and the most realest advice you can come get is All In, All Family. What it do, man? Tonight's show is gonna be the most awesomest show because it's the breakups from hell, my nigga. Oh, yes. We done gave you the motivation. These are the stories why we don't want you to sit here and have the motherfucking breakups from hell. What it do, Alicia?
What it do?
Oh my God. Don't put your business over air. Hold on. Was it a breakup from hell, Alicia?
No. I'll talk about that on another topic.
Matter of fact, yeah, that's coming soon.
We're going to talk about that on the next episode.
But we got to hear your story. But we not going to tell it over air right now.
Yeah.
Well, we do. Well, we are glad to see you. And we want you to chime in because we want you to tell the people some funny stories because, you know,
yeah.
Have you ever had a breakup from hell before?
Yeah.
Like the breakup where the motherfucker stalk you or y'all playing bumper cars with each other? Oh, my God. He pulled a 45. You gonna stay with me, bitch. You ain't going nowhere. Nowhere, I tell you. Get here. Oh, my God. Y'all hear it firsthand.
I'm gonna tell y'all now. Don't fuck with big girl.
Don't fuck with Alicia. She grabbed. Hey, have you heard John Wick with a pencil?
Do not break your heart.
That John Wick with a Barbie pin, bro. I never seen somebody stab a person with a Barbie pin. But this is the breakup from hell, man. Something that you always been in. Something that you fear, something that you don't understand, something that it terrifies you a little bit because you never been through that type of breakup before. So, you know, the breakups from here, like, bro, y'all think I'm bullshitting. I literally had a fucking girl literally stalk me for 4 months of the year. 4 months after, like 4 months in a year.
Why?
Bruh. She was the manipulative, the one that sit here and play like she was all, I'm hurting. Yeah, like you hurt me. Yeah, she cried wolf, but she big and bad. So, man, y'all think I'm bullshitting. I break up with the girl, right? I just told her, like, it's too much commotion. I just can't deal with commotion. I can't deal with drama. I'm past that point in my life, which I was. The next motherfucking day, she at my door with breakfast. Tell me, I said, hey, babe, I got breakfast. Hold on, bitch. We are broken up. We are on timeout. I wanted to say flag on the play. 10-yard penalty. Back the fuck back. But I couldn't. Cause I didn't want to be rude to her and make her feel already, cause I know she was hurting inside. So I didn't want to make her feel worse. Man, so I told her, just go home and I thank you for the breakfast. I ate the shit. Nigga, I go to work the same day she brings me lunch. My nigga look over and say, ain't that that crazy bitch you were talking about this morning? I say, yup. You better throw that shit in that garbage. I thought she drove off, y'all. I threw the shit in the garbage. She called me like not even 3 minutes, not even 2.3 seconds. You didn't have to throw it in the garbage. I watched you. I thought you were going to eat it. Like, hold on, bitch. Like, hey, man, go home, man. Like, are you coming over later? No. Well, I come to your house. Like, I had to give in. And then when I learned, like, my mom told me about compromising. Don't compromise your energy, your spirit, and your love for something that you do not want. So 2 days later, I broke up with her again. I end up in the fucking hospital like 2 months later. Leg fucked up. Guess who's there? She was. I told them, don't let the fucking girl come back here. This bitch done sit here and told these people that I was her husband.
Oh my.
The woman come back and say, your wife is on her way back here. What the fuck you mean, wife? I'm not married. She said, baby, you not? I say, I don't have no wedding ring. She said, ooh. And she walked out. I'm like, bitch, I'm not married.
Y'all better not let that bitch back.
Don't let that bitch back. Oh, God, don't let that bitch back here. Oh, man, guess what happened?
They let her back
here. Fucked up thing is, I didn't have no ride home, no name. I believe she told them she got me.
She did.
I ended up at her house for a whole week. And I told her when I got there, like, I thank you for taking care of me, but we're not getting back together. This is not together thing. Cool, for the whole week, you cooking, clean, and taking care of me. Cool, I'm good. I'm good. Fucked up thing is, oh man, gave her some of that wood. And then I was like, one thing about it, I forgot when you ask a crazy girl who pussy this is and who she love, she go, this bitch is crazier. Nah, man, like, then I had another one. Queen E.
You had another one.
What?
What was this one?
Oh, she was in the bushes type mug bitch, bro. I ain't tell you about this one, bro.
No.
Bro, you think I'm bullshitting. Come out of grandma's house one day. Grandma said, I hear some in my bushes. Out there, the bushes are rattling. This bitch jump out the bush and told you. I told you I got my bread and water, my loaf of bread and water. Told you I sit out here all day for y'all. I said, bitch, let me tell you something.
Oh, she went bullshit.
But I broke up with her because, no lie, I was scared of her family. Like, they were too dark skinned. I don't trust too dark skinned families. Like, did that for
you.
Ain't nobody in your family my color. I don't trust it. Like, I broke up with her just for stupid. Like, back then, I break up with you for stupid shit like that.
Oh, wow.
Like I told you, I wasn't the type of person, I couldn't break up with people. So, what I would do, I would cheat.
So you would break up with me thinking you up one.
The whole time.
Bitch, I don't want the race. I don't want the war.
You not really won already.
I don't won.
You want her to feel like she won.
That's it. I'm going to let you feel like we won till the day we sit down and talk about it. And you say, why I cheat? And I'm going to tell you. Then you're going to feel like you lost the war. And then you feel like you got to win the war again. Nah, it ain't never no war going to jump off. I done bombed that ass. It's over with. Japan'd you.
Oh, my.
Like, people don't understand, like, man, like, breakups from hell is war, man. It's more dangerous with a breakup from hell than a regular breakup. Motherfuckers, literally, you can, it will break you down by yourself emotionally.
Yeah.
It will take you further down quicker than you can count to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
No. So I sat there and I played with a pocket the whole time he was talking, flipping that motherfucker inside and out, continuously popping that hole. To my, you not even listening to me. I'm listening, but I'm not hearing the shit you saying. So all that shit sound like Charlie Brown teacher.
And this crazy thing.
And I told you too many times.
The breakup from hell start with the guilty ones.
Then the ones who want to come talk to you, talking about,
them the ones y'all call a toxic nigga these days that you just can't get it. Like Gorilla said he's sorry. How many times you gonna accept sorry to the point where it's gonna be the real breakup from hell gonna be crucial?
Too crucial.
Cause y'all gonna fight, argue. He coming by your house, he breaking down doors.
Don't let it be both of y'all total pistol. Then it's somebody going to the hospital.
It's not worth it. It's not. It's harder to go through it than see it for your own self, man. It's harder to believe in it than go through it your own motherfucking self, I can tell you that. Because you can't go through it by yourself.
No, you can't.
Going through it by yourself is like war. Whoa, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. That's it.
Absolutely nothing.
He gonna beat you or you gonna beat him. He gonna shoot you or you gonna shoot him. But that's battling. That's war. Breakups are war. The breakups from hell are war.
You have to nip this shit in the bud before that war starts. If you see this shit not going as planned in your head,
nip it.
Nip that shit in the bud ASAP.
Because you already know it's finna be some, it's finna be some horrible shit go on up in that motherfucker.
I had to learn that shit the hard way. Reason why I say that is because I wanted so much out of this person. And I wanted this person to see me for my worth, and they really were just shitting on me the whole entire time.
And that makes war worse, because you got to think about it. A woman gonna kill you sophisticatedly, and she gonna kill you decently. Cause woman tell you how she gonna kill you. Two ways, and you gonna hate this, but it's true. She gonna kill you mentally. Cause she gonna tell you that she gonna fuck with your mental.
She gonna tell you all type of shit.
See, you only can fuck with her physical, but she can fuck with your mental. And the crazy thing about it, don't have no fucking child in the middle. Cause now you done fucked up. Now love is finna be a war. Cause you going to war over a child. Now she done start. Now she see a woman to throw the child is the bomb. The child is the.
Of checkers.
Nah, it ain't no game of checkers.
The child is that pawn in that chess. The king and the queen are fighting for the throne.
But guess what? At the end of the fucking day, guess what? That child is the nuclear. The child is the bomb, the first bomb to be dropped in that war. Is it gonna be the child? Then guess what else gonna be next? The secrets. And then after the secrets are dropped, guess what else gonna be dropped?
Most secrets.
Nigga, it ain't most secrets. It's everything she gathered up on your ass for how many years you've been together with her. A woman got so much storage to the point where you think they phone can blow the fuck up in there because they got so much shit in their phone. But nigga, they got motherfucking, they ain't got 32 gig memories in their phone for no reason, bro. 132 gigs. They got gig.
They got the unlimited storage.
Nigga, and then one thing about the iPhone, that black box is, you don't know what the black box is. See, y'all don't know what the black box is. See, I learned about the black box on the iPhone. iPhone, a woman have so much shit in that black box to the point where you think she ain't doing shit. But guess what? That black box spill over. Everything come out that black box, nigga. She done stored everything up in that black box on your head. The pictures.
You went to your girl phone and you ain't find nothing and you like, oh, yeah, yeah, think about it. She got that black box hidden.
That black box up in there. That black box.
This is new to me.
Contain,
I didn't know nothing about it.
Oh, yeah.
iPhone
it contain, yeah, you can, yeah. You, that's where you put your all, with, man,
all
bro.
Those
all the dick pics they send you on Facebook and Instagram and shit. Like you be, you think a woman ain't gonna hurt you mentally going that black box? You gonna see more dick pics than anything in that motherfucker. It gonna kill you mentally.
And especially if your dick pics don't match up to the ones that she got in her phone. Oh, your whole entire.
Your heart is broken. You finna start the war now.
Your mental is gone.
I told you, cause now she done played with your mental to the point where you finna start the war.
She got you thinking that you laying pipe.
Okay.
But based off of pictures she been receiving.
She okay. Remember
she
that shit.
You that, cause she love you at the time.
She still love you.
Yeah, she still love you.
She know all your little dirty secrets. You don't know hers until hers fall out that black box, player.
She hyped you up until she found out your shit.
A lot of y'all niggas don't know about that black storage box, but I guarantee you, after tonight, y'all gonna be wanting to check. Y'all gonna be trying to check her phone tonight about that black. But you can't check it, cause get what? You don't know what app is under. Cause they got a motherfucking app that can. It's an app that goddamn. It front changes. You can change it front. You can change the out front. It can look like a calculator.
You telling me something? I ain't know nothing about this.
I know. But I know about the iPhone. That's why I don't like iPhones. Cause guess what? Regardless of the point, if you sleep on this, you have to do is your face print is right there, boom. Your thumbprint, boom. I'd rather just keep a regular Android. I keep a regular Android because I like my Androids. And my Androids, you can't hide shit in the Android. That's the fucked up thing about the Android. So shit, most of y'all motherfuckers get the iPhone because y'all need got shit. Motherfucker got shit to hide. I don't know how to.
It's an app. It's a KeepSafe app.
Oh, I don't know.
It's gonna look like a game. The front of the app.
It's just like that on the motherfucking iPhone. It's a black box. It's like Pandora's box.
That's probably for the iPhone users, but for Android, it's called KeepSafe.
But, bro, it's real talk, man. And like I say, bro, ooh. Shout out to Germany. You know, we got to do our shots out right now.
I want
to
come see y'all. I
want to come visit y'all. I want to come visit y'all, period.
Yeah, I just want to come visit. I want to see, like, I've been hearing a lot about y'all.
And I want to do a podcast there.
I want to go down to one of y'all little sheep farms.
And do a podcast. And I want to do it on the farm. I don't want to do it in the, I want to do one in the city, and I want to do one and two on the phone. I want to ask questions. I really want to get to know y'all.
Like I want to learn.
Belgium, YouTube, Canada, YouTube, even the ones from the U.S., New York, Maine, Boston, Atlanta. Well, I know some of the Atlantas, but I want to know why you moved to, what made you move to Atlanta? What's your choice of Atlanta?
What's your backstory?
Like, I want to know about Charlotte. Like, what's down there in Charlotte? I want to turn up in Charlotte. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, let me know, bro. Like, I want, like, it's going to be a time when we think we going to start traveling. And, like I say, it's, you know, this is our brief little intermission, but, you know, we want to sit here and just, you know, like, come to y'all and fuck with y'all.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like fucking with y'all is like, it's going to be the truth, man. Like, y'all going to teach us some shit. And, like, especially,
I want to adapt to y'all culture. I want to, like, learn things about y'all.
Like, know what I'm saying? And please, like I tell y'all, please go subscribe to the YouTube channel, because we are on YouTube. It's all in, all family. If you want to go watch it, if you want to go watch it or hear it on YouTube, it's on YouTube. Here, please, because we shout out to RSS. Big shout out to them. Big shout out to Spotify. Big shout out to iHeartRadio, Pandora, Google, Samsung. What you say? Drexler. Shout out to all big major platforms. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all for, you know, helping us grow our channel, helping us get downloads. We shout out to Spotify. We shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to Stitcher. Shout out to
Google. Shout out to
Shout out
to the iPhone users. Shout out to all the,
you know what I'm saying? Like I said, get your friends, get your family, get everybody tuned in to the channel. Let them get a laugh with you. Let y'all share some real stories afterwards that y'all done heard on the show. You want to see and share y'all stories. You know, it's a good way to communicate with each other as family members, friends. You know,
follow us on Instagram,
Facebook. It's all in, all family. Like I said, you will see the logo when you type the name in. Like I say, it's just a space in the middle of all in, and then you type in all family together on Facebook. But, yeah, but when you start doing something, it's hard, but